the Track Walker.
All right, let's see how the track is going to play at Warrnambool today. The racing for the first 2 days has been simply sensational. Samuel Harland, hello, Sammy.
How are you, JT? It's been a great 2 days, as you say. We're on day three and the grand final today, the grand annual. It'll be absolutely outstanding. It's a great day at the races. Let's hope the weather holds off. There is talk of rain, but when it comes, we're just not sure. So we're on a soft 5, 10.05.69. The rail has come out 4 metres from the 1400 to the 300 and 5 mils of irrigation for the week. So it's it hasn't had any irrigation in the last couple of days. But this track's raced really well. It has wear and marking on that inside 2 metres around the circle, but it has been rolled. So that can hold up, as we saw yesterday, can hold up for a few races before maybe they start spreading across the track again. But in the straight, it has consistent wear and marking across that inside 12, and then 13 to 17 out has cleaner cover. So, look, if we get solid rainfall, which has been predicted, sort of 5 to 10 mils, that wear will give away quicker, and then they'll start to head out and look for that fresher ground, I would think. But if it doesn't rain, JT, I think they'll you know, basically just use plenty of the straight and pretty much, just spread across the track as they sort of did late in the day yesterday. I think, maybe that wear will sort of give away around the circle after the first couple of races, and then they'll sort of start going 3, 4, 5, and then when they straighten up, just spread across everywhere. Mm. But as I say, it's soft 5, and it's probably only in that soft 5 range because it's a bit rough, JT, and they've had it's had plenty of traffic on it. Otherwise, it's been pretty dry, for the last couple of days. The conditions have been really good. I mean, it was so warm yesterday. I can't remember a Warrnambool carnival when you're just walking around with a shirt on and a top.
Oh, sensational. Sensational, Sam. Well, the track curator's big pat on the back. Plenty of traffic, plenty of racing. Have you got one for me today?
In the big one, I like race 7, number 2, No Song, No Supper.
I'm with you, Sammy.
Yeah, I think he's Paddy Payne. He knows how to win this race, and he'll have targeted this race for this horse. And yeah, I think today is his day. I think he'll be winning. But I can't wait for it. But it's going to be a great race, and good to see that we've got a good deep field in it. I think there's only a couple of scratchings, so numbers are good, and the jumping has been fantastic.
Good on you, Sam. Enjoy the day.
Thanks, JT.
Sam Harland with our track report. No Song, No Supper is his best. I'm just looking at the radar here, and there's a big clump of cloud at Mount Gambier, and it's just starting to stretch across the border towards Portland. So a bit of weather is on the way, but let's get the latest. We'll head trackside now, and a man who's been doing a sterling job for the first 2 days, the grand finalist today, Rick McIntosh. How are you, Rick?
I'm really good, thanks, John. And Dean, how are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you, Rick. Firstly, well done on your work over the first 2 days, and hope you get a chance to enjoy the other side of Warrnambool this evening.
Yeah, can't wait. I've got to get through the Grand Annual yet. I'll yell and scream and make an idiot of myself. But
that's all right.
Then I'll do it later on as well.
Yeah, and have a play and sleep well tonight
in
Warrnambool.
Sleep well tonight in the bull.
Yep.
That's the plan.
How are you, Nick?
Look, I'm very well, and I couldn't agree more with Dean. His calls, Rick, have been absolutely sensational. He made the Dominators win what it was yesterday, and no man deserves a couple of nights' rest and accommodation down here at the Bull at the end of the carnival than Rick. So you enjoy yourself, Rick, and no doubt everyone will want to buy you a beer or two tonight.
I think the important thing today, guys, is I'm just monitoring the radar. So there is rain on the way, and Dean, you'll, of course, be online throughout the afternoon with Mazza. So that's going to be crucial if we do get a lot of rain.
Yeah, it will be, certainly, John, and that's what we try and bring to the coverage through the day to try and monitor any sort of trends of how the track's playing if the rain comes, because it'll open up a bit quicker than usual.
All right, let's go through the 10. It's a smallish field to bounce the ball with a hurdle. We lose numbers 1, 5, 7 and 8, and punters think the wear factor will continue here, Nick.
That's exactly right, JT. He's $1.85 to train 4 or more winners today, and punters hope and anticipate that will start in the first. Nucci Bonio, all the rage, $1.55 into $1.40. The clear favourite now from Getting Leggy at $4.40. Exalted Kanga, an $8 chance. Police Camp at $10, but it's all about the favourite. Race 1, number 2, Duke of Bonio.
How do they run this, Dean? Just getting Leggy lead?
Probably. That's his go. He's just a bit of a one pacer, and I think he'll just grind along from Duke of Borneo, Exalted Kanga, and Police Camp, bringing up the four.
Can Weir win the first, Dean?
I think he probably will. He's probably got more improvement in him, Duke of Borneo, than getting Leggy. I'm trusting the Hamilton form. I think it was a pretty good race, and I'm going 2 from 3. Exalted Kanga's had a really good preparation. He's been busy, but he's going well. That's what Grant Young does with his horses, but they seem to race well. And Police Camp, I thought it was just fair on Tuesday on the backup next best. 2, 3, 4, 6.
2, 3, 4, and 6. Can the fave win the first, Rick?
I think it's a certainty, really, to be honest. I actually told John Allen the other day, I thought they should have ran it in the... he should have been kicking up to try and run it in the Gallywood, and it would, given the weight scale, it'd have a better chance of winning that race than Ancient King. They didn't go that way. I thought it had a better chance of winning that than beating Self-Sense. Self-Sense has ultimately come out, which just paves the way for him to win. Although, having said that, nothing would have went beaten Two Hats the way it went yesterday. But he should just win the two for me. 3, Getting Leggy. 4, Exalted Kanga. 6, Police Camp.
All right, so both our guys are on the favourite to win the first race. On to race number 2, guys. This is over 1,200 metres. We take out 1, 3, 7, 10 and 12 is a late one. What is the market, Nick?
Kaplamet, a popular favourite here at 240, but there's been money for two runners here. The 11, Socialising, has been well back today. It was as much as $5.50 this morning and has been backed all the way down to $3.50 to be on the second line of betting at that quote. And T-Train's been popular. $12 all the way down to as low as $4, back out to $5 subsequently, a bet of $5,000 at $6 yesterday. So the favourite is the 4, but good money for numbers 9 and 11 in race 2.
How does your map look, Dean?
John, I'm thinking, I don't know where T-Train settled. Haven't seen it, and it's very much in the market. But these are early in their career. Mm. I would think Kaplumbich won't be that far away. Anamovo, hard to gauge because it trialled in the fog at Cranbourne, but it looked as though it wasn't that far off the speed. And the other one that trialled in the fog was Stars of Carrum. We didn't get to see the first half of its trial, so I don't know where it'll settle. So very speculative here, John.
Who do you like in the second, Rick?
I've tipped the favourite. Might need to get Dean to help me throughout the day with this. What is it? Kaplumbich.
Number 4, Rick.
Yes, Kaplumbich, number 4. That's a go. I don't think that'll cut
close
it.
Enough.
I don't think that'll cut it down here. Race time, number 4.
If it's favourite and it wins, they won't care, Rick.
It's number
just,
4.
Just say it's Weir's, you reckon?
Yep.
That's it.
Look, its debut looked good enough to win. Haven't seen plenty of them. There's a really good local tip around for T-Train, number 9. The right people seem to think it's in the race and the money's come for it, hence. 11, Socialising, also a local and fitter, and it was a good debut. And 5, Mangles, similar vein, fitter for the debut and should be competitive. 4, 9, 11, 5.
4, 9, 11 and 5. Are you with number 4, Dean?
I am, John. Kaplumbich. I'm going to have a crack at it. Looked pretty good on debut. He hit the line hard. The winner has won again. The third horse has won since. The form's good. 11, Socialising, was in a very fast race at Caulfield. Hit the line well. Probably will race a lot closer here. Don't think they'll go anywhere near as hard in this race. 5, Mangles and 6, Mumbles come through the same race at Terang. But, big respect for T-Train. I'm sure the Wilds have won this race previously with a first starter, and it's a big watch runner. 4, 11, 5 and 6.
4, 11, 5 and 6. Just back to you, Nick. Any support just recapping for T-Train number 9?
Yes, and there has been good money for a couple of runners in race number 3. Summer Glen, all the rage now at $2. Florida Pearl, a $4.20 second elect. La Florette at 6. Rising Hope is best the rest there at $6.50. But Summer Glen's been popular from the time markets open, and the support has continued today.
All right, just backtracking, any support for T-Train in the second, Nick?
Yeah, T-Train has been one of the better back runners, was as much as $12 early doors when markets open, and there has been one or two decent bets yesterday at the $5.50 and $6 quote.
All right, so a bit of support there. We'll keep an eye on T-Train. So in race number 3, we scratch number 1, field of 7. How do they race in this event, Dean?
John, I'm thinking probably Conwoman and Summer Glen settle 1-2, just ahead of Save Me Ned and Florida Pearl. I think the other 3 settle out of the map.
Who do you like?
I like number two here, Save Me Ned. I thought it ran well first up at Panola. Didn't get a lot of room late. Handles all conditions. So if the rain comes, that's fine. Doesn't really matter. It's good second up, and I think it's value. La Florette is a long way into her preparation, but she's a four-time winner at 1400 metres. And she didn't have a lot of room when she needed it at Caulfield last start. That's the same race as the favourite, Summer Glen. Florida Pearl off a short break, first up, can run well. And Summer Glen's got a chance, but she's way too short and might be looking for a touch further now. I think she's a little bit of a risk at the odds, but a bit of value has saved me, Ned. 2, 3, 5, and 6.
2, 3, 5, and 6, some value there from Dean. Rick?
Look, I tipped the favourite, Summer Glen. It was a bit of a gutless way out, if you like, because as Dean said, it's you cannot back it at the price. It's terrible odds. It'll be hard to beat. La Florette, as Dean said, been up forever, but continues to race well. I think the stablemate 5, Florida Pearl, is certainly well in the race, and very interested in Dean's top pick, Save Me Ned. This weather update, it's very, very windy here today. It's definitely going to rain. You can feel it in the air. It's just a matter of when, and the sea being so close to the sea, it can be a bit fluky, but we're getting some. Just a matter of when. If you want to be Save Me Ned's connections, will be hoping sooner rather than later. It's got a great chance. 6, 3, 5, and 2.
6, 3, 5, and 2 in the third. On to race number 4, we take out numbers 1, 9, 13, 19, and 20. Mike Moroney's import Hangman was very impressive, breaking the duck at Terang. Are the punters with him today, Nick?
Absolutely, JT. Has been the best back runner with 390 early doors and has firmed from 250 into 240 today. Heads the market from Mossendale at 422nd elect. Has also attracted good support throughout the last couple of days after as much as $8 was available this morning. That's Moss and Bolt, I should say, not Moss and Dale, who ran yesterday. Thundercloud at 6. Golden Flag's been specced 11 into 8. The Sledgehammer's been very soft, 7 out to 13. Von Richter at 15. And Coutinho, best of the rest, at $18. So the favourite Hangman has been the best backed runner. There has been support, though, for number 7, Moss and Bolt, and also the 2, Golden Flag.
Who leads this race, Dean?
I think probably Tucson, Arizona is probably the leader from Barrier 3, but Hangman will come across and I think settle first 2 or 3. Golden Flag might use the inside a little bit. A lot of these like to sit back and not a long run to that first turn, but I think, Tucson, Arizona probably the leader.
Who do you like in the event, Rick?
I like Hangman. I saw his Australian debut at Echuca, called that day, thought he was terrific. Went fantastic at Terang. Patrick Maloney gave him a huge rap in that post-race interview after the race. And, again, that was very wet at Terang. He'll fly if it's wet here today. 7, which is Moss and Bolt. Pretty keen on it each way. I reckon it's the big threat. 4, Thundercloud, return to form last start. And 14, the Sledgehammer next best. 3, 7, 4 and 14, John.
3, 7, 14 and 7?
3, 7, 4, and 14. Sorry.
3, 7, 4, and 14. My apologies. Was a good win at Terang. Any concern, Dino, stepping up from maiden to benchmark 64?
Not with this horse. I think he's the horse I've been looking forward to for the whole week. That win at Terang was quite spectacular, really. And he will relish 2,000 metres. He'll make his own luck. And he's as good a better as there has been for the week, I think, to beat the Sledgehammer, who's a maiden, but will relish 2,000 metres. He showed in the spring when he ran a couple of really good races at 2,000 metres that he can run well. Moss and Bolt, as Rick mentions, working up to a win. I just think he might run into a really good horse here. And Golden Flag getting fitter, getting a cheap run from Barrier 1, but looking forward to seeing this horse in action. 3, 14, 7 and 2.
3, 14, 7 and 2. So he's 240 at the moment, fixed with Tab. What price do you have him, Dean?
$1.80.
$1.80. $1.80. So needless to say, you're pretty bullish on tipping.
Yes, you're right, John.
All right, race number 5 is over 1,100 metres. It's a benchmark 78. Scratchings here, guys, are numbers 2, 15 and 18. Big field. Who's the favourite, Quinny?
The favourite, number 13, Barcelona, who's been 6 into 440 today with scratchings and deductions along the way, but has been the best backed. Innkeeper's also been popular, now a $7.50 chance. Sovereign Duke, 8. Highland Beat, 8.50. Paint, 10. Labuan Star's been a little bit soft, 9 out to 11. RDD to 11. And then $17 or better the rest. But the best back run is now the outright favourite, another one from the Moroni stable in number 13, Barcelona.
One of the more open races here, Dino. Bit of speed in this race?
Yeah, there is, John. I'm thinking the speed's probably right across the grid. Probably the likes of Windforce, Sovereign Duke from inside. Innkeeper will be prominent and Highland Beat out wider. But then you've got Oscar's My Mate Par and Divine Chill's not far away. So, yeah, ultimately pretty good speed.
Best thing about this race is not a leg of the quaddie.
No, it's a leg of the early quaddie. And there looks a couple of cheap legs in the early quaddie. So we can go wide here. Mm-hmm. This is nearly the toughest race of the week. I'm going Sovereign Duke, number three, because he's a pretty reliable sprinter. He's a very reliable sprinter. He ran well in this race last year. 14 Divine Chills has trialled up really well in recent weeks, most recently at Sandown. Looked very sharp in a jump out, and she's a multiple city winner. 17 RDD2 hasn't raced for a long time. Very interesting that Darren Weir in the past 2 years has used this race for comeback horses, Voodoo Lad and Nikitas. And I wouldn't be surprised if RDD2 is this year's project and can run well. And he's a moral, another Weir runner first up, gets a cheap run, will be strong late. But I may have well missed the winner. It's a really tough race. 3, 14, 17 and 8.
3, 14, 17 and 8. Rick, who do you think will win race 5?
He's darn hard to beat, Dino, isn't he? But I hope he's missed the winner, because I've tipped 13 Barcelona and I've backed it each way. I like it, number 13 today. It'll be a strong down the middle, late in the piece, 13 each way. 14 Divine Chills is big value, as Dean said, class runner of the field, and there's been a lot to like about what it's doing in the lead-up. 1 Labuan Star, just because his form is so good on the fresh. When he's fresh and the wet won't matter. I do... The wet will help 17 RDD2, who I haven't got in my picks. I put in for fourth, number 9, which was Innkeeper, but 13, 14, 1 and 9, and yes, I well could have missed the winner too.
13, 14, 1 and 9, race 5 in a tough assignment. Here on Winners on RSN 927, we're with Dean Lester, Rick McIntosh and the Tabs Nick Quinn looking at day 3 of Warrnambool. Guys, are up to race 6, and good to see the club honouring the great Neville Wilson, one of the great jockeys of the Western Districts, with the Neville Wilson Series final over 1,700. We scratch 8, 9, 12, 13 and 15. Who's the favourite, Nick?
The favourite is the best back runner on the final day of the Warrnambool Carnival, number 17, Furion. It's been even money all the way into $1.50. We're still $1.60 this morning, and that's been snapped up. The dominant favourite now from Approved Angus, $7.50. Trenchant at 8. He's the Boss, 12. One on Warrior at 15. Henpecker at 16. But the favourite has been crunched and hopefully can do the right thing by punters in race 6.
Certainly short enough, Dino, at $1.50. How does your speed map look?
Well, it looks a really pedestrian speed, John. The speed in the race has been scratched to a degree, and I don't really know where it comes from. Probably the likes of One on Warrior. I think Furion up in distance won't be far away, and Approved Anger won't be far away. So, just an even speed.
All right, Rick, $1.50 favourite here. Furion probably has the credentials to win. I suppose the question comes down to each punter. Do you want to get involved at that price?
Yeah, the odds have certainly gone. No doubt about that. I think he'll win, though, number 17, Furion. I don't think it's an over-strong race, and I think he'll be too good for them, because they've got some bigger things in store for him, and he obviously has to win today. The early shoppers will be hoping so anyway. 17, Furion. The second pick is one like the Clappers. Big weight. He's going for the hat-trick. He's won this race the last 2 years. The Doyle family are currently doing a rain dance down here, and there is a couple of spits just appearing on the window. He'll probably need it heavy to win. It's going to be wet by then, by the way it's looking. 6, which is Approved Anger, and 5, Trenchant. 7, 1, 6 and 5.
7, 1...
Sorry, 17, I should say,
sorry,
John.
1, 7, 17, 1, 6 and 5 from Rick. Are you with the favourite, Dean?
I am, John. He's a fascinating runner because he is a Northern Hemisphere-bred three-year-old, so he's only just turned three.
Yeah.
He's a very young horse.
Does that concern you at all?
Well, he's got 59 kilos. The thing is, he's against experienced horses, but I think you look at the race and probably the horses below 58 can't win, so he's only sort of he's in the weight range of the more experienced horses. I just think he's a really good horse. Darren won this race with in the same colours with Puissance de Lune in 2012, and this horse is really promising, I think. I think he'll win. Approved Anger, I think, has had very little luck this campaign and can certainly make his own luck the way this race shapes up today. As Rick said, Like the Clappers has won the race the past 2 years. He just needs it to keep raining, and he's the boss next best. 17-6-1-2.
17-6-1-2. I suppose the price is the problem, but gee, the way he put those 64 raiders to the sword at Ballarat, he seems to be a horse with a lot of upside, Dean.
Oh, he was just magnificent there. That was the win of a very good horse in the making, I think.
All right, the feature over the jumps today is the Grand Annual Steeplechase over 5,500 metres. Two scratchings here, numbers 10 and 13. What is the market, Nick Quinn?
Very open race, JT. Zetum is the favourite. Has been a little bit soft, 340 out to as much as 360, back into 350. No Song, No Supper's been popular in the last hour, 550 into 420. Gold Medal's at 6, Monarch Chimes at 650. Now and Then has been specced as well, 750 into 6. Valediction at big odds, $18 into 11 today. I'll have a half's gone the other way, 750 out to 12. King of the Forest, 21 out to 23. So the favourite Zetum has been solid, but there's been money around for the 2, No Song, No Supper, the 3 Gold Medals, the 6 Now and Then, and at big odds, the 7 Valediction.
Dino, does Valediction and Manitone head the field?
Oh, probably with ZM was very sharp.
Away, yeah.
Yeah, he was very sharp the other day, and he's a roller. He just jumps so well when he's got clear air, and I'm expecting that he'll probably take it up ultimately from, as you mentioned, the likes of Valediction, Now and Zen, Manitone, Monarch Chimes.
Great field this year, 11 in it, and some legitimate chances. Who do you like, Dean?
I'm tipping. I'm with you and Sam in No Song, No Supper.
Oh, that makes me very happy, Dean.
He's had two goes at the race for a win and a second. He's had a lovely preparation. He ran well at Oakbank, and every drop of rain just helps him that bit more because he's the one that'll really run out the 5,500 metres. Seen class horses with big weights win this race before, and ZM fits that category magnificently because he is a class horse. I thought he went very keenly and surprisingly a bit fresh up the hill on Tuesday, and I thought it left him vulnerable late. I just hope he paces himself that little bit better, and I still think he'll run very well. Gold Medal's off the win on Tuesday. He'll be ridden quiet. A real chance for Clayton Douglas in a feature race. And Monarch Chimes, I thought, ran well on Tuesday. And again, he from barrier one, he'll just do no work and rest, and he's next best. The best roughie, I think's King of the Forest, but I've put them in 2, 1, 3 and 5.
2, 1, 3 and 5. King of the Forest is a $23 pop if you want to throw that into the multiples. Who do you like, Rick?
I'm pretty much the same as Dean, so I'm hoping he's sorted this race out right. I think No Song, No Supper's the one to beat. He covered a 2 runner-up last year and won the year before. He's had a beautiful prep into it. The good ground didn't suit him at Oakbank, and he still chased ZM pretty well. Everything's gone right. When they were all belting each other up on Tuesday, he was home resting. And every bit of rain that comes, in fact, I think if it gets wet, Oliver Half might be the only danger to him. He might turn into a real even harder to beat than what I think he already is. Each way all day, the 2. 1 ZM, he's a grand horse. We saw it on Tuesday. He's not going to let anything get past him without a fight, and he can, and Dean's right, he can pace himself a lot better. He should have the zing out of him after the flat run Friday night and the run here on Tuesday. Ditto Gold Medals. He didn't settle great the other day, but you'd think with that run on Tuesday he can settle much better, and that'll help him run the trip. And I put 12 King of the Forest in. He's the one that just could blow them, that could be the blowout. He was a good trial the other day. 2, 1, 3 and 12.
2, 1, 3 and a good push for number 12 at $23 with the tab $5 for a place. On to race number 8, second leg of the quaddie. This is over 1,400 metres, guys. We take out numbers 1 and 16. What is the market, Nick Quinn?
Arkham Knight has been popular. Now, a $3.40 favourite was posted at $4.60 early doors and has been well backed. Obviously, was given a good chance from Dino to win on Saturday, but scratch from that race in preference from this, and punters anticipate that will be a winning move. Number 7, My True Love, a $7.50 second elect out from $6. Then we have War Legend 9, Guizzo 9 has been out from $8. Artie Shaw 9.50. The Brins has been backed at bigger odds, 21 into 18 yesterday, 18 into 10 today. and then Seagull of Arca best of the rest at $11. But clearly the best back runner in race 8, the second leg of the quaddie, number 13, Arkham Knight.
How does your map look, Dean?
John, I would think that the speed here comes from My True Love and Albertino. Maybe Seagull of Arca from out wider, but certainly those two drawn barriers 3 and 5, My True Love and Albertino, are the speed element.
I think we might have to take a couple in the quaddie in this second leg. Rick, who's your tip?
I'm going with Arkham Knight. The money's suggesting it's going to be very hard to beat. The wet conditions that will probably be around by then are not going to hurt it. Looks the one to beat. His Adelaide form is very good. 6 for second, which is Artie Shaw. Real Carnival Doyen. He'll be strong getting towards the end of it, that's for sure. 7, My True Love. Sure, Gay Wardhouse has got something up her sleeve this week. And 10, Geyser, next best. 13, 6, 7 and 10.
13, 6, 7 and 10. Who do you like, Dean?
I'm very keen on Arkham Knight. He was good at Morpheville last start. And basically, that was a Melbourne City race. Most of the main chances were Melbourne horses. And behind him was yesterday's Wongoon winner, Handsome Thief. So I'm with Arkham Knight to beat 6, Artie Shaw, previous winner of this race. No problem with the ground. Ran well first up at Terang. 15, Ribeye, usually runs well fresh. And I think he'll be competitive. And 7, My True Love, who presented poorly at Caulfield. She got very wound up before the race and ran poorly. She's taking the blinkers off here. I think she relaxes a bit better. She can run well. 13, 6, 15 and 7.
13, 6, 15 and 7 from Dean in race number 8. The other feature on the flat today at the Bull is the Warrnambool Cup over 2,350 metres. Scratchings here are numbers 6, 12, 14, 15 and 18. And Nick, I think DK Weir has a strong hand in this race.
Yes, I think he'd be pretty confident he'll claim the Warrnambool Cup, and punters anticipate it will be with number 3, Kawaya, who was 3.30 into 2.90 yesterday, but the good money has come today, 2.90 into 2.50. Now, all the rage at that quote, Yogi, a $5 second leg, Swagadelic at 7, Gallic Chieftain, 7.50, Barisha is an $8.50 chance, Scalali at 9, Romanesque, 13, and Master of Arts has been specced at big odds as well, 26 into 17.
Let's have a look at this map. Does Scholarly lead from the inside gate, Dean?
He'll use the gate, I'm pretty sure of that. Grand Duke of Tuscany, now that he's up in distance and the blinkers go back on, I'm expecting he'll be prominent. Magnapel and Dodging Bullets, both tactical speed, they'll drop in behind those. I think that's the main four, and whether Roman S takes his chances with the lightweight from out wide.
Do you like the favourite?
He's got a great chance, but
he's short enough, isn't
he? He's short enough, and yeah, I can understand why there's a liking for him. He should have won last start, I think. There's no doubt about that. He stays up in the weights, whereas horse like Swakadelic, this horse is absolutely flying at the moment. His stall cup run was good. I don't necessarily think heavy 10 ground suits him, but he ploughed through it to win at Terang. And he drops 3 kilos. Jordan Child's riding at 54 kilos is a bit of a free tip in itself. I just think he's the value each way. Swakadelic, he's placed in the race before. The Purcell team have been going beautifully. Kawhi can certainly win. I think he's well found in the market. Barisha will run well. He'll go back from the draw and he'll be running on late. And Scholarly, can't believe how much he's improved from that preparation last time in. He won a couple of ordinary races and this time in he's gone to a new level and he'll be up on the speed. 8, 3, 4 and 13.
8, 3, 4 and 13. Do you think Kawhi will drift?
No, it depends on how the weird day's going. I think he'll be a lot of multis involved there.
Okay. Rick, who do you like in the cup?
I like Kawhi. I don't think he's any value. I mean, he didn't race till this day last year. He's come a long way in 12 months, but I think he's while he's short enough, he's still the one that they've all got to beat. I'm with Dean on Swazadelic. I can't believe the odds he is. Number 8, he's your each way go for sure. 2, Gaelic Chieftain. He's always a chance in a race like this. And good luck with 4, Barisha, Dean. 3, 8, 2 and 4.
How do you think he'll go, Dino?
Oh, I think he'll go well. I would like the rain to stay away, but that's not going to be probably the case. But, you know, the draw, he'll go right back and he'll probably be tracking the likes of Swakadelic and Gallic Chieftain into the race and just a matter of if he can get home over the top.
Certainly been racing consistently for you. I thought his last two runs, his run at Flemington was really game.
Yeah, he's a bit keen there. He's a bit fresh. He ran well. And, he's a Mornington Cup winner and a Yarra Glen Cup winner, so he's competitive in this grade.
Can you find another spot on the mantelpiece for another cup?
Always room, John. Always room.
Good luck, mate. And the lucky last of 30 is race 10. It's a benchmark 64 over 1,300. We lose numbers 5, 18, 19 and 20. And we've got an odds-on favourite from the Weir stable to send putters home on a winner, Nick.
That's exactly right, JT. And we've had heavily backed Weir runners on the final race the previous 2 days. It was all salmon and caviar on the first day. Unfortunately, didn't quite go to script with Think Babe yesterday. But punters are very much backing 50 Stars here. It has been all the rage, $2.90 into $1.90. The dominant favourite now from Lagerfield, a $5 second elect. And it's double figures or better the rest. Jocker's Truth, $11. December at $15. And then Iron Machine, $21. But it's all about the well-backed favourite. Now an odds-on chance. Number 6, 50 Stars in the lucky last.
And who leads the last, Dean?
John, I think probably the likes of Tommy Stand Up, Iron Machine, He's the Bomb, Break and Enter, Lagerfeld. They've all drawn the second half of the field. So I think they'll come across from out wider and ultimately they're the speed runners.
Can DK Weir win the last?
Yes, he can. 50 Stars was very good on debut. He's similar to Furion. He's an early season 3-year-old, so giving away age and experience, but might be a really good talent also. I reckon there's a really good long shot in this race, Aurelius Hero in a 64 grade with Noel Callow on, blinkers on. I didn't think he ran that badly at Bendigo. He ran better than the Nort suggests anyway. He's huge odds. Lagerfeld's got a good chance. That was a strong race at Sale. And 8 Iron Machine, who's performed at the Carnival before. 6-4-9-8.
6-4-9-8. Who wins the last race, Rick?
I've gone with the money, 6-50 Stars. It's hard to go from a maiden to a 64, but Weir doesn't do it with them. You know, in race carnivals like this, unless he thinks they're good enough. And the money suggests that the soft ground's not going to be any trouble later on. 9 Lagerfield was pretty good last start at Sale. 8 Iron Machine will be primed. It's a good local chance. 2 Leishman Fitter ran okay at Hamilton. 6-9-8-2 in the last.
6-9-8-2 in the last. Who's your best bet, Rick?
I think Hangman's the way to go. John, I think everybody's latched onto it, but it'll be very, very hard to beat.
Race 4, number 3. Well played, Rick. Good calling this afternoon.
Thanks, John.
Rick McIntosh there with his preview and recalling the action for RSN 927 and racing.com with also Adam Crittenden helping along today. All right, Dino, best bet, Ruffy, Quaddy and player of the day.
Yes, so I'm in step with Hangman as the best. The best value...
You've just given it. Really is Hero 34?
Well,
34?
He's a good Ruffy, but I think... I originally thought Save Me Ned and, was the value, but Swakadelic's odds just keep jumping out at me. So I'm going to make him the value, race 9, number 8. The Quaddy, the first leg, the annual, 1, 2, 3, 5, 12. Second leg, 6 and 13. The Cup, I'm going to load up a little bit, 2, 3, 4, 8, 10 and 13. And home on 4, 6, 8 and 9. And the player of the day would be the early Quaddy, which, of course, starts with race 3. And first leg, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Second leg, 3 and 14. Third leg, 3, 6, 8, 13, 14 and 17. And come home on 17 only.
On the 17 only. So, listeners, you've got 2 Quaddies out of Dean today. Well played, mate. You're with us all this afternoon with the online service. This is going to be particularly important if we do get that rain and the track starts to give.
Yeah, the track and how it plays, day 3, it can change around so quickly, especially when there's weather involved. So we'll be watching all the patterns through the day.
Thanks, Dean.
Thanks, John.
Dean Lester with his thoughts for Warrnambool. Okay, Quinny, best back today at the Bull.
Yeah, race 6, number 17, Furion. Hopefully it's short but sweet, JT. Also good money for race 4, number 3, Hangman, a 2.40 chance. And in the lucky last, punters very much all over the odds on quote, number 6, 50 Stars.
And thanks for the 5.50, no song, no supper, too, about 10 to 10.
Sounds like an early crow from you, but hopefully it's not the case.
Oh, there's no... Being a Melbourne supporter, we never early crow, Nick. Good on you, mate.
Best of luck. Thanks, JT.
Nick Quinn from tab.com.au. And just recapping Dino's Ruffy in the last race, Aurelius Hero for Callow. It's currently trading at 34 and 7, fixed with Tab.